time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The liturgical year is wearing down. We're going to abandon St. Mark pretty soon, but he'll be with us for a little longer. Today we begin our annual tour through the Apocalypse literature. Both Daniel the prophet and Mark describe the end times, the final reckoning when the Lord God and His Son Jesus will triumph over sin and death. The apocalyptic writings are charged with poetry, metaphor, fantasy. We must not make the mistake of some of the fundamentalists and interpret these passages literally. However, we must not make the opposite mistake of dismissing them as nothing but poetry. Poetry, metaphor, tells us much more fully and more adequately than does plain prose. The truth is that heaven and earth may indeed pass away, but not before the final resolution, in which good triumphs over evil and life over death. We don't know when or how that will happen. These issues really don't matter. What does matter is that Jesus and his followers will really, finally win. Once upon a time, a TV commentator delivered a pessimistic editorial on a Friday evening broadcast taped earlier in the day. The world was in grim shape, he told the camera. Global warming was worse than anyone thought it was. The population of the world would double again in the next 20 years. It was likely that an asteroid would hit the Earth before the end of the next century. Rage was increasing in the third world countries against our wealth. The races were polarizing in America. Crime rate had turned up again. Our schools were total failures, and the world could not get any better. There was a drug and alcohol epidemic in white suburban high schools. Divorce rates were increasing. Abortions were at an all-time high. A wave of bad news was sweeping the earth, and there was nothing anyone could do about it. When the taping was over, he got into his Mercedes and drove rapidly into the country to escape the Friday night traffic rush. At his house on the shore of the lake, he relaxed in a sauna, sipping from a large glass of Barolo wine, swam in the pool, wrapped himself in a robe, and sat on the deck as the sun set. He poured himself a second glass of wine as the sky turned red and purple, and told himself that life was very good indeed.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.